Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marinoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris Ramsey, who currently just loves to take days off when actually he's got stuff to do. Just loves to take a day off. Doesn't get the stuff he needs to do.
Listen,
done.
There's no, in my life, there's no such thing as a day off. I literally don't have time to wipe my arse. I've said this to you earlier on. What you rang me last night? You were putting Rafe to bed. You rang me to go and get your stuff. What was I doing? I was wiping my arse. I was literally wiping my arse.
I mean, you say wiping your arse. You say you don't get time to wipe your arse, but you get time to shower your arse after every... shit that you have. But that's another story. So well, that's a lie.
No, that was it. So yes, I was so pressed for time I couldn't even shower like I normally do, like a clean human. I had to use paper like a caveman.
Well, you did before bed.
Like a caveman.
Would you
like
want to tell everybody
you?
That you had to have a little shower before bed?
I had to have a little shower before bed.
Wipe your monkey off.
I wasn't comfortable. I can't, honestly, if I've just used paper, I'm very aware of the fact that I've just used paper.
Disgusting.
Honestly, bring the three seashells out as quick as you can, because I'm sick of this. Absolutely sick of it. So yeah. There we go. Do you want to tell everyone? Listen, right? On the subject of you being a dick, right?
We are currently doing this podcast because I can't even wait until the intro's over.
We are currently doing this podcast in a room that fucking smells like Frankie and Benny's, because the worst colleague on earth opposite me here, when I came in, the smallest room in the house is podcast studio.
Right,
okay. Specifically.
And my office. Funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Funny that you've got the big room.
Yeah. And I came in, and what were you doing? You were eating a bowl of bolognese. Is in the smallest room ever when we're about to sit here for 2 hours and do a podcast. You antisocial bastard. You're that kind of person, if you work in an office, who just brings like leftover curry and kebab and stuff and heats them in the communal microwave. You
absolutely
animal.
Me. Yeah.
Horrendous. Well, it stinks in here now, by the way.
How can
stinks
you?
And mince.
How can you not smell a bolognese and not want bolognese? My mum's made a batch downstairs.
Yeah, and I'll wait later, so, because I've got self-control. I'm not a massive pig. I knew that we had a podcast to do, so I didn't bring a bowl of bolognese up to the room that I'm going to work in. Oh,
doesn't bother me.
Oh, well, I can tell.
Yeah, I'm lovely. Got a lovely little bolognese tum. Full as a gun.
Honestly.
Do you have scented
candles or potpourri in your office? No, I just take a bowl of bolognese in and let it fester. I can see it now. It's on the floor, festering. You're off.
Honestly, shut up. Let's crack on.
Gosh.
Can I do the jingle?
No, because we haven't said what episode it is yet, and we haven't had our lucrative sponsor.
Oh, no. How will people get through the day? Come on, then.
We're starting on Nego Vibes, but listen, it's episode 117.
Is it?
Very excited. Yes, indeed. Very excited. Guys, as always, thank you so much for coming back. We love you to bits. And without further ado, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is... them little sponges that you use to wash your dishes with. Hey, it's hard on one side, soft on the other side. Oh, why is it soft? Why is it soft on that side? What are you doing? Eh? Why are you being so delicate? We are. Oh, the other side. Oh, the other side is too hard. Oh, get a new one out of the packet. Oh, too new that. One wash. Looks like you've washed a dead body with it. Throw it away. Get a new one again. Fucking mental.
What are they called?
Don't know. Hate them. Literally, they get it out and it's like perfect. It's like pristine. It's like got edges on it. And you use it once and it looks like you've cleaned a murder scene with it.
Yeah, it does.
And then you've got to get rid of it.
Well, you don't get rid of it after one
usage. Well, no, you've got to like wash it. You've got to like end up washing the sponge.
Mm.
It's ridiculous.
I know. I don't know why we buy them. What happened to a dishcloth?
Well, they fucking stink as well. We've got a dishcloth that we use for the coffee machine. Mm-hmm. And it absolutely stinks of like manky milk all the time.
Can't win,
I wash that more than I wash the bloody cups.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've been in this house for too long. Get me back on tour.
You never fucking even noticed stuff like that.
Domestic gripes. I'm sick. Get me back on tour.
Get you back
Not
on
long
tour.
Now. Oh, God, we're going on tour together.
We are going on tour together, and we just want to remind you again that there's still tickets available. The world is going back to normal, fingers crossed.
Everything crossed.
Everything crossed.
Everything crossed. I've crossed my toes. I'm going to get cramped in my foot.
If you'd like to come see us on tour, then get yourself a ticket.
Yes, yes. Tickets are genuinely selling fast. And there might be people sitting out there going, I'll just wait. If you wait, they might be gone.
Yeah.
So there you go. True. I think we should have a jingle roundabout now.
I think so too. Here's the jingle. Yeah. You've rabbited on for too long.
Rabbit. Rabbit. Rabbit.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed. Just want to quickly apologise.
Hey, I'm sorry as well.
I'm sorry too. Chris.
I'm sorry.
We shouldn't start off the introduction being like really angry with each other and passive aggressive because it's just, it must be awful to listen to.
I like to think like, so if you ever, you know, some people, obviously we'll talk about how people listen to this in all different forms of life while they're doing different things. I like to think that sometimes, have you ever been on a run or doing some kind of exercise or doing something or even driving and like a Rocky song or something comes on and you end up going like faster.
Yeah, yeah.
I like to think that when we're like having a proper go at each other, someone's walking their dog with real fucking venom in their steps. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Heal your fuck, come on! So if that's you, I apologise. We both apologise. Let's start again.
Let's start afresh.
Start again. Yes. We can't be too fresh because, you know, there's a festering bowl of bolognese in the corner, but we'll pretend it's fresh.
Right, there you go. Right, there you go.
Sorry.
Do not push me because you know what's happening at the minute.
Oh, God.
I warned you last week and it's on this week. Yeah.
It's on like Donkey Kong. She's like, yeah, it's that time of the month.
It's that time of the month. And I just want to sing a little song dead quickly for my other flow sisters.
Okay.
Hey, sister, go, sister, soul, sisters, flow, sisters. Hey, sister, go, sister, soul, sisters, flow, sisters. We're all my flow sisters. Hear me, hear your go, sisters. Just, if you are on your period as well, that's for you.
We're
so in sync.
Brilliant.
Did you know that happens? Have we mentioned this before?
I have always found it a phenomenon. Very strange. Very, very... Is it true that they can sync up?
Genuinely true. If women live together... I've got no idea. If women live together, they start having their periods at the same time.
How fast does it happen?
It takes a little while.
So, like, one will be early and one will be late, and then what if one starts being early and the other one's like, what if they're basically, so it happens every month, once a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what if they say, let's say it works for a week or whatever, I don't know what I'm talking about here, but say they're 3 weeks apart from each other, right? So they're exactly, so imagine it's a track, a running track or a racing track, they're exactly half of the track away from each other.
Yeah.
So they're at opposite ends of the month.
Mm-hmm.
What if one starts going a bit earlier and going, oh, I'll let that one catch up, but the other period goes, oh, but I was doing that as well. I was going early to let you catch up, and then they have to go the other way.
I don't think they talk to each other.
Well,
don't think they go, I don't think they sniff another period out.
If
I'm honest,
well, there must be a way of doing it. I think it's a myth. I don't think it happens.
It's not a myth. It's genuinely true, and I have no idea how it happens. I'll find out for next week. I can't be arsed right now.
Look forward to that, everyone.
It does happen. And it's really strange, but it takes a good few months to happen.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And then there you go. I think it's so to keep kind of like the human race going, if that makes sense.
No, go on. Explain it.
Because...
Go on, I'm in the mood for a crackpot theory. I don't know if everyone else is. I'm in the mood for a load of bollocks. Come on, Rosie, let's have a load of bollocks.
If you are living in a house... So in my house growing up, there was three women and two men, okay? We all synced, I think, at some point. I was too young. I didn't really give a shit. I was out drinking, smoking, whatever. I didn't have, oh, my, on your period now. Great, thanks. didn't give a shit back then. But, you know, when I got a bit older, I think we did chat about it a couple of times. I think it was so that we were all on at the same time to give kind of like my brother and my dad a break from the whole, you know.
Right. And how does that keep the whole human race?
So going? We didn't kill them.
Oh, right, okay then. but you're all angry at the same time. If your theory...
Yes, I know, but if one of... It would have been like that I had no break at all.
Yeah, but your theory falls apart because if one of yours was on and the other two weren't, the other two could have comforted that one, whereas you have just basically... There's an army of three fucking lunatics on one go. So your theory... Yeah, I mean, I was prepared for it to be bollocks. I wasn't prepared to be able to kick a hole in it that quickly. But
fair enough. Well, I don't know what I'm talking about. But, I mean... Oh,
it might
gosh.
Be something to do with that.
Looking back, you know, there was some... Over my shoulder.
Do you know what I love about you?
What?
Sorry, just keep that thought there, what you're about to say. But I love that. I don't know if anyone's noticed while he listens to this podcast over the years, but I can literally just start. I'll say one lyric and you have to like, it's bizarre, guys. Like, we can be in a real blazing argument in the house and I can start singing and you'll join in. It's crazy. I love it.
I really like singing.
I absolutely love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just tee you up and you just go.
You start very low, though. So you did that.
Come on. Come on, man. There's not a crowd.
Listen, every day is an X Factor or whatever. So what I was saying was, I do remember, looking back, when we were all on our period at the same time.
Right.
I mean, it was carnage. It was awful. The fights. The fights were terrible. When people tell me about their children now fighting, I always comfort them with, me and my sister were horrific.
Right.
Shocking, Chris. Shocking. I'm dreading the boys.
Proper fighting.
Oh, well, actually, not really scrapping. There wasn't really much like physical between each other. Mm-hmm. But we would throw anything. Just an object
something.
Remote control. Hairdryer.
Hairdryer?
I have hoed a hairdryer off my sister.
Did you
before.
Pick up the hairdryer and throw it and leave loose?
Yeah.
Right. Rookie mistake.
Keep hold of the cable.
Keep hold of the cable. Spin it round.
Right, okay. You know, oh, wow.
Cause some serious fucking damage. Take a couple of people out.
Yeah, all of them.
Windmill. Mm. Jeez, honestly, I wish I've only had met you earlier.
If only we'd have known.
Can you imagine? Just gone, well, come on then. And just picking up.
Please come around. What happened, Rosie? Got the hairdryer again. Let loose. It's carnage.
Just left it plugged in. It hurts and I'm hot.
Oh my God. Have I ever told you that I electrocuted myself with a hairdryer when I worked in Greece?
Right.
Have I told you this?
No. When it happened, did you lose a lot of your vocabulary? Because that would make sense. That would be why you don't know any words.
Maybe. I went to plug it in and the plug was broke. Yeah. So I went to plug it in and I had electricity went all through and it threw us on my bed.
Wow.
Honestly. God. Somebody came around. I had to have like a cup of sugar with water because I was in shock.
In shock.
Literally.
Weren't a doctor then, were they?
No.
It's a pity that person wasn't there with you trying to plug the hairdryer in at the same time because you would have swapped bodies and be able to have like loads of hijinks and like a crazy
Freaky
fun
Friday.
Day. Yeah, you'd be swap bodies and you look like a Greek bloke. He looks like an English girl.
That would have been fun. Yeah. I'm sure it was good Michael. Fun. I'd have been a gay man for a day. That would have been loads of fun.
Just stayed in, played with Tiddler. Yeah.
That's what you would do, isn't it? We have talked about this before.
Stay in, play
if
with
I had a Tiddler, I'd have just played with it all day. I would have. What would you do?
Oh, I don't know. Honestly, that's the thing. People would go off, I was in a girl's body for the day, I would stay in and just look in the mirror and wear. You wouldn't. You'd have a breakdown. You'd be in the wrong body. You'd look in the mirror. You'd freak out. You'd lose your mind. You'd be sick. You'd shake. You'd think it was a dream. You'd keep trying to wake up. And then, you know, the 24 hours would be over before you knew it and you'd be back in your own body and you go, yeah, it was a dream. And that would be that.
That would be that.
Realism.
I always hate it in a film when you're watching it and you're like, you'd be more freaked out. Mm. I always enjoy a film or a series or whatever when they really take a long time of freaking out. And I go, that's more believable to me.
Yeah, when they just get on with it, it's a bit weird.
When they go, and then they're like, oh, let's just get on with it. I'm like, no, you've lost us. You've lost us there. I'm sorry, I can't get on board with this. I need at least a good 20 minutes of you freaking out about what's happened. And then I'll be like, right, okay, it's happened. Fair enough.
I've been electrocuted once.
Have you?
Yeah, by an electric fence in a field. No. I was in a pub.
What?
I was in a pub.
I don't know this. Oh, a new story. Mm. Come on.
So I was in a pub. It was actually the Millhouse pub on the way to
Gateshead.
Yeah, on the way to the Metro Centre from South Shields, if anyone knows it. And there was like a gig outside.
I think it's called the Mill Tavern.
Oh, I don't give a fuck. A mill. Well, it's called the Mill. You know, you're often, if you're on the way to the Metro Centre, you're often stuck in traffic outside it.
Yeah.
I think it's just been revamped. Big shout. Anyway, there was a marquee thing outside years ago. And my mates were playing in the band there. And I was slightly drunk and we were watching them. And there was a horse in the field, and I went over to go and stroke the horse, and I didn't realise that the fence was electric. Fucking hurts, like.
Oh, so did you walk into the fence?
I put my hand on it.
Oh, my God.
I put my hand on top of the fence. It feels like someone punching you.
Really?
Yeah, it's really quick. And it's just, it felt like, and I just was like, oof. My immediate thing was to turn around and see if anyone saw it.
Did anyone see it?
Well, I went back, and I was just, it sobers you up, like. I wouldn't recommend it, but a little.
Was there no sign?
Yeah, which I spotted afterwards.
You moron.
You know, I mean, yeah. I realised afterwards that I was like, okay, yeah, that's it.
I don't touch fences in fields.
I don't touch fences in fields.
No, as a rule, because I'm always just worried about that. Somebody told me about electric fences once, and I was like, well.
It's not enough to, like, kill a human. It's just to keep the animals away. It's just like a quick zap.
Chris, I used to work at the gadget shop. Right. And I never tried any of the electricity games.
Well, a little thumb one.
No, absolutely not. No, wait, what was that called again?
Can't remember. Does everyone? So, if anyone who doesn't have read the book, the Shagmar Noid book, still available, you did. Rosie had the best job in the world. Rosie worked at the gadget shop and stood at the front testing all the toys.
I did.
And you had to dress up as the big inflatable sumo.
I did. Yeah. Did that on a daily basis. used to go into work and play on the dance machines where you used to follow the arrows. I got very good at that, actually.
No, I bet you did. I bet you did.
Yeah. And also, one of my favourite parts of the job was when somebody came to the counter to buy blowjob vouchers. I used to shout at the front of the shop going, have we got any more blowjob vouchers?
Sorry, blowjob vouchers?
Oh, yeah, we used to sell blowjob vouchers.
What?
Yeah. So it's a voucher that you, I think... As a woman, or well, whoever, if you want to give a blowjob, you would buy your partner blowjob vouchers,
right?
And you'd be like, "There, I'll give you a blowjob." You can redeem that, motherfucker, when you want a blowjob.
That's
awful, isn't it? Actually, looking back, that is the worst thing in the world.
Strange thing to buy, like a bloke coming in on his own, thinking he's beat the system. Buy these for the wife. Buy these, and I'll just give her them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just give them as if, yeah, I'm going to hand this in. Yeah, it's legal tender. It's legal tender. You've got to take it.
It's like a check. It's awful, actually. Now I look back at it.
So how regularly did people buy? This is fascinating. How regularly did people buy a blowjob voucher?
That was the me joke. That was me little joke that I used to do. So I used to shout at, like, restocking the blowjob voucher so that everyone in the shop would know the person at the counter was buying blowjob vouchers.
That's really good.
That was a bit of a dick. That's really back good. Back in the day.
Can you remember years ago when the world's, like, it was, I don't know what volume it was, but when the first ever world's best air guitar album came out and it said on the advert, free air guitar with every copy, and people were kicking off in HMV because they wanted their air guitar.
Are you joking?
No. Can you remember
this? I didn't know that.
It was in the news. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
That's just reminded us of that. So it was like, best, you know, the best air guitar album ever, volume one, free air guitar with every album. And people are like, oh, no, in HMV going, guitar? Well, it says free air, where's the air guitar? Hey. And you're going, fucking,
tell you what.
There it is. There it is. You've got it. It's on your back. Oh, you've dropped it. What's on your back? I've got it now. Fucking idiot.
Air guitars are class, aren't they? No, honestly.
Mine's rubbish.
I've got an air, like, what? I don't even know what instrument it is. I just know when something comes on, it's like...
She's putting her fingers to her mouth.
You put your thumb in your mouth and you kind of go, is it, what is that, a saxophone? Saxophone.
You just said the sentence, I've got an air saxophone. Yeah. You're just as bad as the people in the shop. You're an idiot.
Right. I'm tired today. Yeah? It's going to be, I'm sorry. I apologise in
probably
advance.
Probably all that red meat you had just before we started.
Well, I'm steak for tea as well.
Great.
Wow.
Oh,
hey, listen.
Oh, hey.
Bleed me up, Scotty.
That's all.
I'm just replacing all of the blood that I'm losing.
Stop it. Oh, hey. Babadoo, 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 bab. So I had a big day yesterday.
Did you know?
I was on my
You
Peloton.
Had a big day doing F all,
excuse
Chris.
Me, very... Excuse me. I think you'll find I'm the saviour of the local wildlife. I think you'll find it.
Oh, yes.
I think you'll find I'll be getting a well cape done. In the post.
Here he is.
I was
no
on my exercise here. Bike, right?
Where's York?
I was on my exercise bike.
Of course you were. You live on it.
Yeah, damn right I do. Bike guy, right? And then you came in and you were like, my mum's at the bottom of the road. She says there's a lamb escaped from a field. Mm-hmm. Will you go and help? And at first I was like, well, I'm on my exercise bike. And I was like, oh, actually, it'll be quite good exercise. So I ran out of the house and down the hill and caught the little lamb, didn't I?
You did.
And put it back in the field.
You did.
No word of a lie. Nearly broke my ankle doing it again.
If you'd have broke your ankle
fast
again,
bastard.
Catching that lamb, I'd have chopped your foot off.
It was so fast.
Was it?
It was so fast, yeah. Tiny little lamb. It was on the side of the road and I thought, I've got to make sure you're all right. Mm-hmm. And I looked in the field to see what painting it had on the colour. It's got like a number on the side.
Right.
So ran after it, or ended up in someone's garden chasing it. It went under a fence and I thought it had got electrocuted because it just lay there. And I was like, have you just been zapped? But it was actually just knackered. And I was like, you're tiring. I was like, you're going to tire. I actually said to it, I went, you're going to tire before me while I was looking at it, which was weird. I've eventually got it, carried it like a baby all the way back. Once it was in my arms, it wasn't arsed. It was just like, it gave in. It was like, oh, here we go. I carried it. Stunk. Absolutely fucking stunk. just shit and lamb and field and grass and mud. Really weird though.
Yeah.
Carried it back, put it in the field, realised that that might not be the right field.
Right.
So I thought it might actually have to go in the other one because the other ones look a bit smaller. This might not be its mam.
Okay.
Got a bit too confident, walked into the field going, I'll go and get it back. Uh-huh. The bigger sheep walked towards us, shat myself, had to leave the field.
Oh, sheep are scary.
They're fucking massive.
They are.
They're absolutely massive. I was like, I'm not fighting these guys. Yeah. Phoned the farmer, said, I've put your lamb back. And he said, genuinely, well done on catching it.
Oh,
said,
wow.
Thank you very much.
Well done.
Good little day for me.
So was it with its mom?
Yeah, it's back in there with its mom now, having a lovely little time.
Good stuff.
Your mom said the weirdest thing in the world. She said to me, genuinely, as I was carrying the lamb, she said, you know, when you were carrying that little lamb, I was salivating, thinking about having some lamb for me too.
You should didn't.
Did you? First you're bringing skulls back, now you're salivating over baby lambs, you psycho.
Wow.
Yeah. Good day for me, though.
That's a pure meat eater there, right? Old school.
Honestly, meat eater. I'm going to have to go and keep her away from the lambs. She's going to be after them.
Thing is, though, you're in the country now. That's crack.
Well, you might, to be fair to your mum, she does use the entire thing. She eats it, then she uses its fucking skeleton as an ornament.
That's a deer.
Not picky.
Babadoo, 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 ba. So obviously we still have Rafe in our bedroom with us on a night time.
Yep.
He's only 4 months old, so he's still... We've had to put his big cot in because he's just massive. Such doesn't fit in his snooze pod anymore. But do you know what I really miss?
What?
I know when you're a parent, you have to sacrifice a lot of things and, you know, your time changes and blah, blah, blah. Kids come first and all that. I really miss putting a light on when I go to bed.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean?
We can either put a phone on or, weirdly, I turn the little milk prep machine on. That's got a really bright light on. Or we've got this weird little lantern, this baby lantern thing.
Yeah.
But you know what's really pissing me off at the minute?
What?
The whispered arguments we have to have while he's asleep in the room.
I know.
It's in
the dark.
It's so because you can't annoying.
See, you can't see each other's face.
Yeah, because you're like that. And you're like, oh, yeah. But then one of you is right next to the baby. So the person who's next to the baby, the other one's whispering. So you've got the baby noise on you, and the other one goes, and you go, what? And they go, what? And you go, what? And they go, what? And we just argue constantly, whispered, passive-aggressive as fuck, in the dark. And I hate it. I'm honestly sick of it.
Well, what we're going to do? He's got to be in there for another 2 months.
But then the minute you talk full volume, he's like, morning. You're like, no, it's not morning. It's 3 o'clock in the fucking morning.
Yeah, because God forbid you raise your voice slightly and he's like...
The noises babies make. Babies are so... They're just fucking... I've done it before me stand-up and I think I've spoke about it on a show once, but they're just pricks. They're so... when you think about it though, because they've got no social graces. They don't know about sharing or courtesy for others. They are just the most selfish beings in the world.
Yeah.
They're literally like, I'm hungry! Can you imagine screaming? Can you imagine walking through the shops on your way to like...
I'm starving!
Imagine sitting in like the queue for the drive-thru, sitting there going... Jesus, what's wrong with him?
Where's me chips?
What's wrong with him? He's just really fucking hungry.
You fucking pricks! You're all fucking pricks! I hate you!
Window number 2. All right, you're okay.
It's so true. As well, do you know what else he does, which I find really rude? Rags my hair, that kid.
Yeah.
He pulls on my hair, but then he looks at us at the same time and just doesn't, he's not even smiling or anything. He's just ragging my hair, just looking at us like, you little slag.
Say your name, bitch.
I didn't like that.
No, it's just the like, when they get angry, it's the pure, like, rage. Mm-hmm. And it's the way they rive about as well. He's kicking me the idea, just riving around. You're trying to get the... what's really irritating as well is, right, and my mum should know better. I was at my mum's the idea. And my mum's like, she was going to put the bottle in his mouth and he was pushing the bottle away and she was going, oh, he doesn't want it. I went, no, he does. He doesn't understand what pushing away is. His motor skills aren't... They don't exist yet.
Did she think he was pushing the bottle? Like, I don't fancy that.
Forgot this? I went, he's not going, no, thank you. He's trying to get it, but he's an idiot. It's the way they do it. You put the bottle in their mouth and they're like, nah, 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 and then they'll just get their hand and they'll push it out their own mouth and go, what are you doing?
Yeah,
and you go, you fucking did that, you knob. I didn't take it out of your mouth. You took it out of your mouth. They don't understand.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Doesn't fancy it.
Stuff. See, that's the thing. Your mum's had other, you know, grandkids and all of this like constant thingy with babies, my mom is just on like a refresher course, and it's, sometimes I'm like, oh, just give me a, I'll do it.
Oh no.
Just, oh, he doesn't want it, Chris. He's pushed it away. He doesn't know what pushing away is. That's like I'm going like, no. Oh, it sounds like he said, no, he doesn't want it. He can't speak. Put it in his fucking mouth and shut him up.
It is true, because obviously your mum and dad have only had you and then Robin, obviously. But when they had you, the time between you and Robin, it was like they'd read a book. Years. No, yeah. It was like they'd read a book years ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then
yeah.
having to do it all, having to read it again. You could read it again.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you're
yeah.
like, oh, I read this 34 years ago. I'll pick that up again. I can't even remember the ending. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it is like they're doing it all over again.
Yeah, and now they're doing it again, and they're just, yeah. Oh, parents.
It's going to be us one day.
Can't wait till my kids think I'm a knob. It'll be sooner than you think.
Can't wait till Alaska's to babysit, and I'll be like, sorry, what's that? Just on the beach in the Caribbean. I kind of babysit. No, thank you very much. I'll be putting my light on tonight.
Just sleeping with loads of lights on, shouting. Night night, Chris! Night night, this is great, isn't it? Night night!
Babadoo, 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 ba.
So last week we were talking about school trips.
Yeah, did we?
Yeah, because you went to
the bread factory
and all
which
that.
Which Ashley Little texted me about. Ashley, my friend from school, listens to the podcast.
Yes.
She put hers in the oven.
Of course she did. Of course she did. Because that's what everyone else did. You went The weirdest, I've been thinking about this all week, the weirdest bit was you went home with a ball of dough and you put it on your mantelpiece.
Yeah.
And your parents just went, oh, she's put a dough on the mantelpiece.
My mum didn't remember. I asked my mum, she couldn't remember.
Yeah, but at the time they just went, oh yeah, that's she got some dough. Yeah, that's canny, isn't it? She got some dough. Not... Do you think this should go in the oven? Anyway.
Three kids.
I forgot to ask this last week, right? And someone was tweeting us about school trips and it reminded us this. Did your parents ever recycle your school trips for their own personal time?
No. What do you mean?
So my mum and dad recycled my school trips. I remember I would
somewhere,
wherever I went. So I would go somewhere, we'd go to a farm. I would go somewhere. We'd go Washington Wildfowl Park or something like that on a school trip.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mum and dad would remember and be like, all right. And then in the holidays, we'd go on a school trip that I'd already been on.
Okay.
And I just couldn't work out whether you would think that that was canny, quite nice, or ridiculous and that I'm spoiled. I couldn't work out what your reaction to that would be.
I don't know. I think it's all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because they would take us again. And I'd be like, and I remember I would like go to the gift shop again. Say Beamish. Like we all went to Beamish. I'd go to Beamish and I'd be like, oh, gift shop time. I remember.
Are you allowed to
go
twice to somewhere?
Because I don't know. I can't work out whether it was...
What do you think it is?
Was it laziness on your mum and dad's behalf?
Slightly unimaginative, but I don't know. No, they're just taking you again.
It rang true once when I went, weirdly, my school trip, and I forgot to tell this last week.
Right.
They took me to Newcastle Central Station.
Yeah, I think we did that.
And I remember going to my mum, oh, we should go. Like, you know, because it was like, and we went and I was like, that's just a train station, isn't it? Without all your school friends there.
It's not fun.
It's just a train station.
Oh, Chris, don't, because I always just feel really sorry for you. I don't. I get tweets saying like, oh, you know, I'm an only child and you feel sorry for Chris. And I'm like, but I do, because you just had literally like, oh, it was just you and your mum and dad. Like,
sometimes just when my dad was at work quite a lot, it was just me and my mum. Most of the summer holidays. So I went to Newcastle. Me and my mum went to Central Station on the metro and then she went, oh, there's loads of trains tonight. Yeah.
But you know what's funny? Yeah. What's funny about that? As a child of three,
yeah,
I would have loved that.
On your own or
bit
your mum?
Bit of time on my own.
Yeah.
Didn't get any time on my own. I remember this, and it's such a vivid memory, that my dad used to walk the corner shop for his cans, right? Mm-hmm. And he used to pick one of them to go with him each week.
Right.
And each one who went would get a Taz, like, you know, the little chocolate bars? Little Taz.
With the caramel inside. Oh, Taz
but my dad,
bars.
This is how hilarious it is, right? I only found out years later. Mm-hmm. My dad would be like, don't tell Kate or Kevin.
Yeah.
But he used to do it with each one every week, and we never told each other.
Wow,
we never
bastard.
Said, like, no, oh, I got a Taz. Yeah. We just got, it was like, right, down this on the way back.
Down this. Brings a kid back choking each week. Tears running down your face. You have a good time in the shop? Yeah. Didn't chew me Taz. Didn't chew you what? Nothing.
Nothing never happened. Down it. Hide the wrapper in the Redhead Park bin. Back home. Damn fish, it. Bash, bosh. Didn't tell Kate or Kevin. But neither of we told
honestly,
anyone.
Cutthroat in your house, wasn't it? Absolutely cutthroat.
Survival tactics.
Bloody hell, I'm surprised.
But I remember that more than any... There's memories of when we went on holiday, I can't remember, but I remember going to the shop with my dad.
Right.
With a Taz.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
See, I feel sorry for you now.
Well, Have you ever me? Because all the stories you've told me of when you used to go to the cinema every Friday with your mom, and then you go to Pizza Hut, and then you'd buy like
every Friday. It was in the school holidays.
Very jealous of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pizza Hut. Is it your birthday? Is it Christmas Eve? What are you doing in here? Pizza Hut. Hey, I tell you what.
Well, Pizza Hut was a... Have I said this before? Pizza Hut was a dinner and a show, the one in the Metro Centre, because you used to have to queue up outside. You're always at a queue for Pizza Hut, because it was like the thing in the 90s. Can you remember when they were like, they brought the stuffed crust out, and like, it was like loads of England footballers were on the advert eating the pizza the wrong way. Yeah. And you used to always have to queue for the one outside the cinema, so it was glass windows, so there were people sitting against windows, so you got to queue for half an hour watching everyone eating their pizza, getting excited for your pizza, then you got to go in, right, and eat your pizza at the window, making everyone outside jealous. Fucking best day ever.
See, that's hell to me.
It was class.
As a grown up, sitting, eating your pizza, having people peering in, that's horrible. Why did we do that?
Sort of big shout out to the parents who put themselves through stuff like that and go to shitty places for their kids just to have it. Yeah, but it was very intrusive. If you got a table at the window, it was painful. People would just sat and watch you. But then I used to really ham it up. I used to ham up how much I was enjoying my pizza. Like an advert. Like
I can just see
big, big bite with a big smile just, and a big really over the top. While people are outside wasting away. And your family who just used to stand in the queue and not come in.
Never. Birthdays.
You can go in front of us.
Birthdays or Christmas. I do remember there was one time that, I don't even know how we got away with this. We booked a holiday and we went in term time. I think this was before you had to pay for stuff.
Whoa. Term time?
Mm-hmm.
Took your kids out of school to go on holiday?
Yeah.
We'll have the truant officer on you.
I know. Well, but you could back in the day. But obviously my mum, being ridiculous, didn't realise that it was my first Holy Communion.
Right.
And I missed it.
Right.
Because I was on holiday. So I had to do it on my own without any of the other kids.
Bet you loved that, did you?
I bet it was the best day of your life. It was absolutely class.
Best All day of my life, she said.
All the school came up and watched me on my own do my first Holy Communion.
Wow.
And then I got the half day off school and we went to see Fern Gully at the cinema.
Brilliant.
And I went to Pizza Hut.
Right. Wow.
So, I don't know why. How did we get away with that?
Great, that like.
It was mint. I've got a video of it somewhere.
Put the full thing on again and the whole school came and watched you on your own. What is a Holy Communion? What do you got to do a hymn or a prayer or do a song or something?
It's a...
You've got no idea what it is, do you?
Not really. Great. It's a Catholic thing.
Right.
It's like the halfway between being a kid and being a grown up, I think.
Right.
First Holy Communion. Is that where you get your middle name? No, that's you. Confirmation, that's when you're like 15. You're about 8.
Right.
And it's, you get your rosary beat. Chris, I don't know what it is.
You got no idea what it was. You just wanted to stand there on your own in your little frock and have the whole school look at you.
I did.
And the priest said some stuff and put water on you or whatever.
Blessing and
then
some
that was
stuff.
It.
Yeah.
Great.
It's so you can start taking communion, like the bread. That's what it is.
You have a full ceremony so you can eat bread. What is it, some kind of gluten test?
Listen, I sound horrific. I'm so sorry, fellow Catholics. I sound awful. I can't.
Don't you dare bundle yourself in with the Catholics. You are.
I am Catholic.
Pretend Catholic at best.
Chris, I'm a fully blown Catholic. Oh, I used to serve on the altar, and you know I did.
And what did you do? What was that? What did you have to do there?
Served on the altar. I had to wear the full robes and everything, and I had to go up to help.
To help do what?
Just be there to help with stuff.
Idea what's going on. This is like when I worked at the Inland Revenue. I didn't know what my job was. I was just fucking filling in form. This is the same. You had no idea. You know what it was? You knew that you were at the front and loads of people were looking at you, and that was good enough for you. Am I right?
Well, there was that, and I used to get a bar of dairy milk every
Brilliant.
Week.
Brilliant. There we go. Fucking hell. There we go. That's the one bit I forgot. Honestly, I should have thought on there and said, was there some kind of chocolate involved? Brilliant. Goodness me. Honestly, it'd be like when I'm trying to teach you how to use the dishwasher or something. Glazed over, not listening, standing there, the priest's going, right, and this is why this is important, you know, this is about the religion, Catholicism and Jesus and blah, blah, and you're just glazed over going, I'm at the front, got a frock on, people are looking, this is a stage, should I sing? No, not sing. Oh, can I wait for me Taz? Should chew it this time. Fucking little.
And as well, if you didn't have any dairy milk, you used to give her a pound.
You are
and
joking me.
I was just
me.
Like, get in. This
Back
is
in the day,
amazing.
That's a couple of dairy milks.
Are you kidding us? Pound? At the shop, when you used to get quarters and that, wait, that's 2 quarters, that. Goodness two. Me. I'll have some bonbons, please, pounds worth. Thank you very much.
Pounds worth of
Mr.
bonbons.
Mr. Shopman. Yeah.
Goodness me. Mm. Well, there we go.
Good times.
There we go.
The name of the father. Of the
honestly,
son,
the way you go spirit. Through life, it's like you've been trained like a dog. It's like Pavlovian conditioning. It's literally like, Rosie, come to the shop with us for cans. Oh, Dad, I don't want to. Taz. Holy Communion, you want to do your Holy Communion? I'm not bothered. Dairy milk. It's like a dog getting treats. That's how you've gone through your life. If I want to teach you how to use a dishwasher properly, how to stack it, do I just have to give you a little chocolate button after you've done something right?
That's how I trained Robin on the potty.
Yeah.
Chocolate buttons.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Doing the same with Rafe.
One for Mammy, one for you. One for Mammy, one for you. Two for Mammy, one for you.
12 for Mammy, none for you, naughty boy.
Oh, you weed. Oh, all for Mammy. But I'm trying to weed. Oh, no, no. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef?
Beef, 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 beef. Ladies first, or shall I go first?
You go first.
Okay, my beef with you, quick one this week. My beef with you this week. Sometimes, you've been known for a while now. Was that a little burp that you just did?
Did you hear it?
Yes, we heard it. You've got a fucking microphone in front of your face.
Excuse me. I tried to move away.
It'll be the bolognese, aye? Oh, good. Yeah, yeah. It's another reason you shouldn't eat a big fuck-off bowl of bolognese before doing an audio... honestly, performance.
Excuse me.
So what you tend to do sometimes is you will start bollocking me around the house, which is just your thing. You'll just bollock us.
Love it.
Start telling us off for something. Mm-hmm. And then during telling us off, you'll realise that actually, you know, you're either bang out of order or you're wrong, you know, or that, you know, you're getting the wrong end of the stick.
Right.
And then you'll continue the bollocking anyway, right?
Right.
And I've wanted to have this as a beef for some time, but I've never been able to pinpoint a moment when you've actually done it. And I pinpointed an exact moment the other day and I wrote it down. I remembered it.
Great.
You
opened
the fridge the other day. Mm. You looked at the top of the fridge and there was a chicken tikka masala, rice and a naan bread in the packet from the supermarket. And you looked and you went, great. Bought yourself one of these, have you? Eh? Selfish, Chris. Selfish. Look at it. Bought yourself, just for you there, just for you. When are you going to have that? Just for you there, chicken tikka masala, rice and naan bread. Just bought yourself one, didn't you? And I went, Rosie, I haven't been to the shop. You bought that? And you went, right, okay. And you shut the fridge. Not an apology. You literally started bollocking us because you thought I'd bought a curry for myself and you'd fucking bought it for you and I got a bollocking. But then you continue the bollock, and I don't know if anyone in any other any relationships out there, I don't know if you feel this, sometimes the argument will start, and the and you know the woman or the man, the person who's starting the argument, will get annoyed and get themselves riled up and then realise that they're wrong. But then they keep like a level of riled up as if like, oh, well, you're lucky. And I say, no, I'm not lucky. You're fucking wrong.
Can't let you know. Can't let you know that you might have had a point.
Do you remember when you did that the other day? Briefly. Embarrassed for you.
Briefly.
Brought me a proper show of it. You swung the fridge door open like it was a curtain on a stage. Oh, look at this. Selfish man.
I do miss being on stage.
Yeah, of course you do.
I think that's what that was.
Yeah, we can all tell. Mm-hmm. Babadoo, 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 ba. What's your beef?
My beef with you this week is I think you're getting too fit.
Sorry, I was just taking a drink of water there. I was just hydrating.
I think you're getting too fit. You're looking too nice. You're getting too skinny, and I don't like it.
Wow.
I think this has been me beef before, but I think it was Christmas, so you put a bit of weight on. But I don't like it. We've got loads of stuff coming up, like the tour and that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be fat as butter, and you're going to look lovely, and I'm not happy about it. So rein it in, right? Get off the bike.
This is terrible.
No, it's upsetting us. I've just had a baby.
Right.
Can't be arsed.
So you want me to be a big lazy?
Just come and join us.
Brilliant. Right.
I mean, no one said anything about being lazy.
It was implied.
No, I'm not lazy. Right. I'm just a bit overweight. Right. And I can't be bothered.
So you don't want me to exercise anymore?
Absolutely not. No,
you're actually, because I've had a suspicion that this was your patter. For the obstacles you put in the way. Like the obstacles, like I'll be like, oh, I'm going on the bike or whatever. And you'll be like, I need you to paint the shed. And I'm like, what? Like, and it's something really spurious and weird. Like, oh, but you're going on the bike, but it's trooping the colour. Like, are you really going on trooping the colour? Like, and you've been, but now you're full on. Now you're full on, cards on the table, just telling us that you don't want us to do anymore.
It's just upsetting us. I've told you, I used to go out with a guy who was really fit, right. And I didn't like it.
Right.
I didn't like it one bit. Right. I felt very insecure.
Drag everyone down.
Mm-hmm.
Just drag everyone down at your level.
Listen.
Just sedentary, not doing anything.
Get your shoes on.
Yeah.
Chip your tea.
Yeah. Chip your tea. Yeah. Taz on the way back.
Love you. Couple of cans.
Honestly, a psychologist would have a field day with what you've just said to me. Absolutely dragging us down.
At least I'm honest about it.
Balls of bolognese all over the shop, dragging us down. Honestly. All the Peloton instructors out there, all the guys who are giving it the positive speeches and that, dissect what she's just said, and get back to us.
Tell us. I'm all ears.
You're not bothered, are you?
No. What? I don't know. Is it bad?
Maybe.
I don't know. I just can't. I think it's just, there's something deeper about this. Because when you have children, your body, it just changes so much.
Yeah.
Like, so much. I don't even recognise me body.
But I love you and you're beautiful.
I know. Thank you. And I really appreciate that. And I know you do. I know you do. And I know it takes time and I'm trying not to be hard on myself, but it's just, like, I'm so tired physically. And remember, I went on the Peloton and I went running. Mm-hmm. And the next day, like, I hurt.
Yeah.
And I'm just a bit, gosh, I could get upset. I think I'm just a bit jealous of how much energy you've got physically and mentally. And I'm just not there. And I do quite like exercising and I like eating healthily. I just, right now, I just can't. But I know it takes time, but I just feel like with the world getting back to normal, I want to just hoil all my old clothes on and I just want to get back to normal, but it's going to take time.
Stop being hard on yourself. You just had a baby. Right? Everyone out there, every woman out there who tries to go all this stuff on Instagram, all this bouncing back straight away when you've had a baby, it's not realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Stop being hard on yourself. You're absolutely beautiful. I love you. I'm going on my bike.
I'm going to sabotage that bike.
Who's covered me bike in bolognese?
I think I'm wasting good bolognese on a bike.
And there's your problem. Babadoo, 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 bah. It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
As always, guys, if you want to get in touch, it's shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Go for it. If you're sitting there thinking, I want to send them that, why don't I send them that? Oh, that story would be perfect. Send it in.
Send it in.
Doesn't have to be a question, as you know. We should have really changed the changed the name of the section. There's very rarely a question. It's always just a nice little story.
Yeah.
And thank you, as always.
Now, this first one here, I never think that we're going to beat certain things. And you feel like you know enough about the public.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Then I find something and I'm like, wow.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go.
Oh, I'm excited.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. This one's a corker. We have a friend in his mid-20s who still lives at home with his parents. A few years ago, he invited everyone back to his parents' house as they were having a party. Obviously, all good parties take place in the kitchen. That's a true story.
Yeah.
One friend went looking for a corkscrew and came across the family underwear drawer.
Sorry. Where?
In the kitchen.
Shut up.
Yes. The drawer in the kitchen contained every piece of underwear the whole family possessed.
Fuck off. Fuck off. Right, keep going.
Mum's knickers, Dad's Grundies, and our friend's boxers. When our unsuspecting friend asked his host why he had a drawer full of underwear next to the knives and forks, he nonchalantly claimed it was just the family underwear drawer.
Right.
He still claims it's perfectly normal, A, to keep your underwear in the kitchen, and B, to have to root through your ma's knickers to find a clean pair of skiddies.
I didn't even think about that. Mm-hmm. The mix in them might be weirder.
So you've got the fact that they're in the kitchen, which is why,
so
right?
So what are they doing? Like, I want to know the layout of the house. What are they doing? You're having a shower or whatever, and instead of going to your bedroom to get your clothes and get ready, you're going downstairs with an out on, rooting through, you know, someone could be next to you frying some bacon.
Yep.
And you're going to get the knickers.
Get your underwear out
they're
the kitchen.
They're going to fucking stink.
Yeah, they will always smell like food.
They'll
always smell like food. Not just that, Christopher. Why are you sharing a drawer
That's
with
weird.
Your parents?
How small's your house? How small's your house?
I mean, come on.
We all like storage solutions. That's weird. I could not be going through my mom's knickers to get mine.
Exactly. It only sounds like there's three of them.
That's
so
ridiculous.
He didn't mention any siblings there. So there's the three of them. Even if you're in, you know, a two-bed flat, I'm sorry, you can still put your underwear in your room.
So there's a couple of drawers in our kitchen, right? Mm-hmm. Where when we moved in, on the day we moved in, you know, in the following couple of days of emptying all the boxes and, you know, having two kids, and it was carnage.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of drawers and cupboards where I go in and I open it and I go, oh, I fucking shouldn't be there.
We still haven't really got it the way that we should
like
be.
Like, our really sharp knives are the third drawer down.
That needs to be.
As soon as Rafe, Robin knows to stay away from them, as soon as Rafe can stand up and open cupboards, that needs to be moved immediately. But we've got a bit of time.
Yeah.
What possibly happened for them to go quickly put all of this underwear in this drawer and then never fucking undo it?
No idea.
That is the weirdest.
It's great, isn't it?
That's one of the strangest things.
Just an underwear drawer.
Where's your corkscrew? Oh, well, sorry, that's the family. It's next one up. That's the family underwear drawer. That's so fucking strange.
Just underneath the tea towels.
I could even get away if it was a dirty washing drawer. I could understand if it was a big deep drawer, like a pan drawer, and they put dirty washing in because the washing machine was next to it or something.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
Mm.
Maybe the washing machine is in the kitchen, and when they've finished washing stuff, they take all the clean washing out, and the underwear goes straight into that underwear drawer right next to the washing machine.
But it'll be wet.
Well, yeah, I mean, it solves no problems, but I'm just trying to get into their mindset here, because that is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
But then you could say, because it's a bit lazy, just putting it all in there, but what about all the rest of the clothes?
Yeah. So you're going to have to run downstairs to get your net, then go. Really weird.
Some people live differently to others.
So that's worse than sharing the towels, which we weirdly do now.
We do share towels now.
Just out of not knowing what towel's what.
You
keep moving my fucking towel, actually, and it's doing me nothing.
No, you keep moving my towel.
Oh, hey. You move mine.
No, you move mine. Your place to put it is on the back of the door.
No, my place to put it is on the radiator next to the door.
But don't. That's my place to put my towel.
Bloody not. Who gave you the... Where did you become queen of the fucking radiators? That's my bit. Then you move it and you put it on back of the door, then I get it. Look, we all know the white towel with the little tiny earwax marks on is my towel.
Oh. Bloody hell.
And the one with the skid marks and bloodstains is yours.
Wow. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello. Just thought I'd share this with you. It's definitely a weird one, but I can't really fault it on a technical level.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I can. Okay. Because I don't understand this at all.
Okay, so it's going to be something that makes sense sort of technically and on paper, but is weird.
No, I don't think it does make sense technically on paper either.
Well, tell me.
Right.
Let's do it.
My wife's work colleague has a boiled egg every morning. He sterilises his face mask by putting it in the boiling water with his egg.
That doesn't make sense.
Doesn't
that's
make
horrible.
Sense at all. It
that's
says
absolutely horrible.
Genius or heinous? Heinous.
It's horrendous. That's absolutely horrendous.
Why are you boiling your face mask?
Every morning.
Every morning. So do they just wear a wet face mask every day?
I'm assuming he then lets it dry. But then what? I mean, how long you take to eat
long
your egg?
Exactly.
One, stop having boiled eggs. Boring. Worst way to have an egg. Pathetic.
Boiled egg.
Sad. Then what? I don't know. Like, it's what about sometimes it cracks and a little bit of the egg
and
juice
all the
comes
egg,
out?
Well, it does.
It's like
eggy water.
Put it this way: you would not make anyone listening. Would you be happy if someone made you a cup of tea and went, oh, by the way, I made that. I'm trying to look after the environment. I made that cup of tea with the water that I just boiled my eggs in, by the way. You'd go, fuck off. Get us a fresh boiled water.
Yeah, I don't want to drink that.
So
but he's
putting
that on his
face.
He's
putting a face mask in it and holding it in all day.
Honestly.
Or, flip side, boiling his egg in germy face mask water.
Well, there you go. Aye.
He's wrong on both. He's disgusting.
That's why when they said, is it genius? I was like, no, it's
no
genius.
Wonder there's been a pandemic. People just take a thing and go, oh, I'll just do that. That works. Doesn't work. It's weird. Stop it.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, I agree.
Get in the sea. Get in the sea.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Chris and Rosie. If you were in the same world as Beauty and the Beast, which household object would you get turned into and why?
That's a fantastic question.
What would you be?
Exercise bike.
Oh, for God's sake.
Straight away. Exercise bike.
I can't see the Beast having a Peloton leg. I'm not being funny.
Are you kidding? He was fucking hench.
No. That you choose a different one.
That's all right,
not,
so we've got to
that's
be...
not a household object that everyone's got.
All right, PlayStation 5.
That's less of a household object that everyone's got. It's like flipping gold dust then.
Okay then. What would you be then?
I'd be a bath.
You really would. You really would. You fucking nailed it. You would.
I'd be a lovely little hot little bath.
You would, and you'd be constantly trying to get everyone to have a bath in you.
Yeah.
Like the maid. The housekeeper on Father Ted, like, have a cup of tea.
You'd be like, literally, have a bath.
Come on, have a bath.
I'd be Bristolian.
While you're thinking about it, just come on, jump in, have a bath.
It wouldn't be
creepy or weird. It would just be like your child.
No, I'd be like, come on, have a little lovely little bath in me.
Come and have a little bath.
Give your bubble bath in.
That's Welsh. I'd be a bath.
Awesome. They're not
funny.
Far from each other.
You blew me away
right.
there.
What would
very,
you be?
Very, very good.
Fam the bath, what are you?
Be? Probably a Hoover.
Yeah, you would be a Hoover.
Yeah, I'd be a Hoover. Cordless. Just.
Or the mop or something.
No, Hoover.
Or a pair of curtains.
Hoover.
Right, okay, you'll be the Hoover. Jeez. Babadoo, 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 ba. This just starts off right. So this is the Milky Way man story.
The Milky Way man story. Okay.
My mate's girlfriend started to realise every couple of weeks there would be a chocolate bar smushed into the driveway. It was obviously chocolate. No need for a scratch and sniff test.
Thank God. That should never be the go-to. If you think something's poo, don't scratch it and sniff it.
Oh, it's like the drip, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
the drip
suppose,
from
the
ceiling.
Drip, yeah.
Why would you lick that drip?
Get on all fours. Get down. Pretend you're doing a press-up. Press up on your drive.
Would you smell it?
Quick sniff. Would I smell it?
This is happening every couple of weeks. It's
every
just
couple
a smushed
weeks,
up bar of chocolate.
Right, okay.
So.
Well, again, I'm surprised that they didn't just pick it up and eat it like what most of our readers would do.
Exactly. Readers?
Listeners. Readers, I don't know. Okay. Just because they were sending emails, I got confused.
No idea how it got there. It happened several times over a couple of months, by which time they had found someone at the top of the street who had CCTV, which faced down the street.
So it's doing the head in that much. They've actually... It's only a toilet bar smushed on a drive, but they're
yes,
doing the head
in
that
much.
Yes,
but can you imagine? So once or twice, you'd right. be like, well, that's a freaky coincidence. Yeah. Once every few weeks is just a manky chocolate bar mushed into your driveway.
You'd be out there shouting at them for wasting chocolate.
Well, I, firstly, sacrilege. But secondly, I'd be like, why is somebody keep doing this?
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do they know who I am? I love chocolate. So,
do you not
okay.
think it's someone going to the shop with their dad for the cans and just dropping them?
Oh, hey. Oh, God. What's the matter with them?
I tried it too fast again. I downed it.
Do you know what it is? It could have been one of them kids who just gets loads of chocolate And them kids who can have sweets and chocolate in the house and they're just not asked.
Yeah, you get angry at them, don't you?
Oh,
kids who don't finish the Easter eggs, you get really annoyed.
I used to babysit for some lads over the road when I was younger. And I babysit once or twice and I was like, this is very boring. But at the same time, they had so much chocolate and crisps in their house that I kept going. Because I was like, I will sacrifice. 16-year-old, I was like, I'll sacrifice a Friday night out to come here and eat all you get. Honestly, unbelievable. And they...
Ket, for anyone listening who isn't from the Northeast, by the way, Ket is a slang word for sweets and chocolate.
Sorry.
She wasn't having horse tranquilizers. Babysitters rarely get full of horse tranquilizers and be able to carry out their duties sufficiently. Just as a side note.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, they weren't bothered by it because it was there all the time.
I imagine that when that family did their kind of accounting, worked out what their outgoings were, the thought that they were getting a bargain, paying you 10 quid or 5 quid to look after, but then they realised you were eating 35 quid's worth of chocolate and crisps every week. Should we just stay in? Because this is ridiculous.
She is cotton us forging a fat little cow over the road. Filling up my backpack with these Milky Bars. And crisps.
Oh, I remember crisps.
Oh, they had everything, Chris, and I'm telling you.
They had everything.
I would go the week after and it'd be the same stuff and I'd be like, you haven't touched this? What's the matter with you? Unbelievable. Good times. I can still taste them now. That's how good it was.
You got problems.
So anyway, they found the CCTV at the bottom of the street. Great. Someone's always got CCTV, haven't they?
Yeah, I've got loads of it. Love it.
Well, but you know.
You do become addicted to your CCTV.
Yeah, you are ridiculous.
I check it non-stop.
Infuriating.
Yeah.
The next time she noticed it, she went up and asked for a copy of the previous night's CCTV. At 4 a.m. roughly, a man walked down the street, opened the gate at the end of the next door neighbour's drive, entered through it and closed it behind him. He then steps over the wall onto her drive and goes into her front garden. He stands there for a couple of minutes before taking out a Milky Way. He stays where he has stood and takes a bite. He then gets on his belly and commando crawls to the car and puts the rest of the uneaten chocolate under her rear tyre, then disappears into the night.
Fuck off!
As she drives off in the morning, she crushes it into her driveway. Weird, isn't it? We've checked the CCTV for the time since. Every occasion has been at the same time of night and he has followed the same procedure. Any advice on how to capture him?
Phone the police! No. First of all...
But is that a... So, this is the thing. Would the police go, he's not really doing anything massively wrong?
I mean, he's trespassing. He's littering.
True.
Damage of property. Sorry, I've got so much. How fucking good is this CCTV at the top of the street that they looked at it and went, that's a fucking Milky Way, that?
Well, no, because they know it's a Milky Way.
Oh, because they know, of course, it's a Milky Way.
So they know. Come
no,
on,
it's not white chocolate. It's the stuff inside.
Not a Milky Bar.
You're getting Milky Bars and Milky Ways,
mate. I love Milky Ways.
Oh, Jesus, here we go.
Honestly.
She's gone. Come back. So he doesn't go into her gate. He goes into the neighbour's gate.
He
climbs over.
And then
Commando crawls to a car, puts it under the back wheel.
Yeah, and then she drives over it
at
the next
4
morning.
O'clock in the morning. He needs to be in prison.
You
can go, it's not illegal, but it's really weird.
You'd have trouble in court.
What do you mean?
You'd have trouble in court because a good lawyer could get him off with that.
Well, I mean, yeah, but how do you sleep at night getting someone off with that?
How do all lawyers sleep at night?
I'm almost stunned in not even knowing. Why the commando crawl? Why doesn't he go in her gate?
Did he used to be in the army?
I mean, I don't think he ever used to.
Who knows, Chris? I just thought it was an interesting story.
It's a fucking weird story.
I don't think we're meant to work it out.
I don't like the ones where there's more questions than
Okay, I'm sorry, but it's an interesting
story. And now I want a Milky Way as well.
Me too.
But I also feel like I can't because he's ruined them as well. He's dirtied Milky Ways for us.
That's a way that you're meant to give up chocolate? Did you know this? What? Paul McKenna, the guy who does the hypnotising and all that.
Your hypnotist.
Yeah. The hypnotist. Stop it.
Name, Paul McKenna. Occupation, guy who does the hypnotising and that. Do you mean hypnotist? That's exactly what I mean.
So... he said that if you want to give up chocolate, you've got to imagine the chocolate bar with like loads of disgusting stuff on it.
Right.
So you've got like pubes on there.
Right.
You've got dog feces. Someone's hide a tab out on there.
Someone's commando rolled and put it behind a car.
Absolutely. It's been rolled over by a car.
Yeah.
And then you don't really want to eat that. Mm-hmm. Didn't work.
I was going to say now that there's no chance on earth that would work with you. You would just become really good at picking pubes off chocolate.
Babadoo, 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 ba. You've been listening to Shag Married Annoyed, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
You have indeed been listening to Shag Married Annoyed. Thank you so much for doing so. Please keep sending your awesome stories. I say awesome stories. Make sure you answer the questions more questions than you raise in your stories that you send in, because I'm going to have genuine nightmares about some of the things that we've had to do. Just so many questions. Just be concise. But thank you very much. shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Shagmarriedannoyed tour live is on sale now. All dates in December. Arenas all over the UK. Get involved. It's selling out quick. And we will be back in your ears, all over your face, and up your bum next week.
Speak for yourself. I'm not gonna have any bones.
Oh, come on, man. Go the extra mile for them, will you?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.